welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, May 23rd. I'm Ngozi Cole. We're starting this week's roundup with local politics. The city of Monterey is hoping a sales tax increase will help balance the budget. It declared a fiscal emergency earlier this year, allowing it to place the tax measure on the June 2 ballot. The city budget deficit amounts to $10 million. Assistant City Manager Nat Rojanasathira says the 0.375 cent sales tax would generate $4.5 million per year.
And it would help us continue to preserve current service levels.
Monterey City voters will see the tax as Measure D on their ballots. And local county supervisors are expressing concerns over a possible ICE detention facility near Gilroy. Erin Mosbury has that story.
The Monterey County Board of Supervisors will send opposition letters to federal and state lawmakers. The county will also join any litigation efforts against the facility and review its own zoning laws. At a meeting this week, Supervisor Luis Alejo said the matter is urgent.
Apparently, work on demolition has already begun as of 2 weeks ago on the property.
The Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors will also consider supporting legal action. Supervisor Felipe Hernandez said at a different meeting the proposed facility is spreading panic.
Fear of family separation is deeply profound in our community, with reports of children avoiding school, workers fleeing workplaces.
The county reaffirmed the sheriff's office will not assist immigration enforcement.
Also in Santa Cruz this week, a rally was organized in support of a coastal rail trail design to preserve the train tracks. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
Roughly 70 people rallied along a segment of the 32-mile coastal rail trail in Santa Cruz Wednesday to show support for a design that preserves the train tracks.
We're urging people to get engaged and write the Transportation Commission.
That's Matt Farrell with Friends of the Rail Trail. The group organized the rally ahead of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission's decision on whether to tear out or keep the train tracks, which is expected this summer.
This sets a precedent. There are examples where we've been able to save the tracks and build the trail. We need to stick with that approach.
Farrell says sections of the trail between the city's west side and Santa Cruz Harbor and towards Davenport have been built without removing the tracks. His fear is if the tracks are gone, future passenger rail service will never happen.
If the tracks are removed, they won't come back.
Trail-only advocates cite a $77 million funding gap, a cost of $4.5 billion to make rail service a reality, and have concerns about the condition of the train tracks.
Wednesday was also World Bee Day. Friends of Seaside Parks supports pollinators with weekly workdays, and Katie Brown spoke with an organizer.
In Monterey County, Friends of the Seaside Parks support bee populations every weekend with native pollinator habitat workdays.
Pollinators are part of our extended family. They're a really important part of our agro-ecosystem, and they also bring sights and sounds and beauty and joy.
Laura Murphy is a soil scientist with Monterey County's Resource Conservation District. She's led weekend workdays since they began 5 years ago.
Every single Saturday, rain, shine, holiday, there's always a leader on site.
This weekend's gathering is at Lincoln Cunningham Park.
And more in Monterey County, where Salinas Valley Health is offering free vaccines for children through its mobile clinic. That's thanks to a federally funded program for kids with Medicaid or without insurance. Lynette Fitzgerald, Director of Community Benefits at Salinas Valley Health, says this program makes it easier for children to access vaccines.
Sometimes it can take a little while for children to get their appointment to see their provider and to get these vaccines to be in school.
She says kids can get the required and recommended vaccines at the mobile clinic without having to book an appointment.
Many of them that come to us need catch-up vaccines, so we're able to give these children all the vaccines that they need at the time of the visit.
The mobile clinic is now partnering with school districts around Monterey County to offer vaccinations. And for the first time in 3 years, Monterey Bay has a commercial salmon season open. Local fishermen and suppliers are hopeful. Evan Malsbury spoke to some of them last Sunday.
David Toriumi owns a boat out of the Santa Cruz Harbor and spoke to me while trying to get a long metal pole ready to go back onto his boat.
The weather was so rough out there that it actually ripped it off of my boat.
Gale force winds and rough waves have forced boats to come in early in the day, but Toriumi says the catch has been about as expected.
For the most part, I think everyone's kind of getting some fish, though.
He's been fishing the area for over 10 years and says salmon is especially important.
Some of us is either 100% or at least 50% of their income for the year.
Despite the recent closures, lots of people have stayed in the industry.
I mean, I'm so heavily invested in it, you know, that we gotta work just like everybody else.
A few docks away, H&H Fresh Fish has locally caught salmon at the retail counter for the first time in 3 years. Co-owner Hans Haveman says the first few days of the season were uncertain.
The water was clear and clean, like not a lot of feed in it for the first like week or two. And now it's definitely turned over and we get the dirtier, muddier water that's upwelling from the canyon. And in that is all the nutrient, and then the nutrient is the bait, and then there's the fish. And so there seems to be a really nice body of fish out there.
He says smaller boats are bringing in 15 to 20 fish a day, and bigger boats are catching their 160 salmon limit. The Chinook salmon currently goes for over $30 a pound.
The price is kind of ridiculously high because there's not a lot of fish and people are wanting it.
The season is scheduled through August, but might close sooner if the total number of fish caught reaches the state's harvest guidelines.
That story wraps up Monterey Bay This Week. This episode was produced by me, Ngozi Cole, with reporting by me, Katie Brown, and Erin Maldsbury. Our editor is Amy Mayer, KAZU's news director. We'll be back with more local news next week. Have a great weekend.